Hey there, folks. This is Tavin Allen, host of Comedy Above the Pub. Welcome to episode 7 of season 2. We have John Cattucci, who is half of the Doo-Wops. Absolutely fantastic episode. I cannot wait for you to listen to this. I will try and keep this short and sweet. Another thank you once again to our sponsors at audible.com. All you have to do is go to comedyabovethepub.com, click on the link to get a free book, and you get a 14-day free trial from the good people at audible.com. So thank you so much. Make sure you go out and do that. You can get a free listen book. That's what we call it. Okay. In terms of shows, I just wanted to announce that Saturday, March 19th, I'm going to be out for the first Alt. Comedy Lounge on the Road show in Hamilton. Going to be a fantastic night. Ron Jossel is on that show. There's myself. There's Perry Pulmutter. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. Steve Schultz is going to be there as well. Also, Winston Spear. Fantastic, fantastic people that are going to be on that show. Another thing I wanted to announce, a very special show. Comedy Above the Pub is back at McVeigh's. Now, it looks like it's going to be a monthly show, which is going to change the flavor of that. We're still trying to figure out how that's going to be, because normally in the past, it was a weekly show, and we were able to turn around a whole bunch of other guests that were in there. But this is a very special show. Tuesday, March 22nd at 9 p.m. at McVeigh's in Toronto. We're doing a fundraiser for Japan Relief. It's called Big in Japan. We have a huge number of guests for you. We're still confirming the lineup. I can tell you right now that we have former guests such as Shelley Marshall is going to be there. Derek Forgey is going to be there. Steve Schultz is going to be there. All former guests of this podcast. It's going to be great. It's going to be $5 at the door. It's going to be 50-50. There'll be a donation jar as well to send assistance to everyone in Japan. So please come down if you can as well. Thursday, March 24th through Saturday, March 26th, I will be hosting at the Comedy Works in Montreal. So if you're a listener in the Montreal area, please come on down. As well, Monday, March 28th, I'll be at the Alt. Comedy Lounge back in Toronto, the Rivoli, the Monday night. So it's going to be fantastic times all around. Cannot wait for this to happen. And here you go. This is John Cattucci on Comedy of the Pub. Give it a listen. This is comedy.
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 Comedy. Comedy Above the Pub.
This is Joanna Denning.
Paul F. Tompkins.
Nasa Gay.
Kevin Brock.
This is John Wing.
Tracy Hoyt.
This is Adam Groh.
This is Jason Patterson.
It's Peter Anthony. You're listening to Comedy Above the Pub.
I just blew your mind.
Folks, welcome back to Comedy Above the Pub. Unless this is your first time, and then it's welcome to Comedy Above the Pub. My name is Tavin. I'll be your host here. We got Ian Atlas involved.
Absolutely.
Good to have you back, sir.
You know it is.
Special. I got two special things happening today. Two special things. One, just by virtue of getting hammered with him in a hockey game last week, Dave Patterson has shown up. Fourth chair, thank you very much for showing up, sir.
It's exciting to be here.
It's good to have you back. No stranger to a Thanksgiving dinner. No stranger to an episode on this show.
No.
A fairly highly downloaded one, I'd like to add for you, sir.
That's just because there was nothing else available on the internet that week.
That may have been.
Yeah.
Bieber fever had not caught on.
Nor
good to have you here. And ladies and gentlemen, our guest today. Sitting across from me, about to speak into the clown nose. He's burping right now, so I'm going to pad for a bit
of time.
He's
choked up.
Oh, you're tearing. Okay, yeah. I didn't read your emotion. I did. You see, to me, that clenched fist in front usually means I'm suppressing a burp.
Oh, sorry.
This is why I don't get booked for acting gigs. Ladies and gentlemen, he is half of the Doo-Wops. You have seen him in a myriad of movies and television shows that we're going to get into. A new father. I am led to believe he is an Italian gentleman. Ladies and gentlemen, John Cattucci is here. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
It is a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you very much for having me.
I'm doing well. Now, I mentioned that you are half the Doo-Wops. Clear this up, because we've had several tweets about this already. Are you the Doo or the Wop?
It depends on very subjective.
Can you swap your Doo or your Wop?
We could. Yeah, sure. Could you? I can't play guitar, so really I'm just me, mm-hmm. but it's whatever the audience feels like. You know,
sure.
We have the different personalities on mm-hmm. stage. It's like a boy band.
Right.
And so whatever you yourself see yourself as, mm-hmm. Are you the bad guy?
There right. should be more guy? Italian boy bands, I think.
I think I will take Could you up on more? That.
I found an Italian ska band when I was over there,
really?
And I was shocked by it. And they actually, I never thought there would be like an actual ska scene, because I would have thought, first of all, it would be nice to see a black person there to provide sort of thing. Nothing.
No black hype guy?
No.
That does a dance?
No, absolutely none.
That's weird.
No, I had very few black people. Any people of color, to be quite honest, when I was in Italy. Yes.
Do you know that Libya, there's a lot of Italian that speak,
is that
Libyans
right?
that speak Italian? Did you know that?
No.
It used to be a colony. The Italians colonized or took it over or invaded.
I'm learning a lot today.
Yes. Did you know that? I didn't know that. I was listening to the news and
right.
there's a whole bunch of Italian. They speak Italian there.
Right.
All I can think of though when everybody talks about Libya is just labia and then I laugh.
Okay.
It's very, because it's the
That's
same
why there's
thing.
A problem in that part of the country, part of the world right now. There's a lot of confusion. I think that's the basis of
I'm a little confused also.
Yes?
You say comedy above the pub.
Yes.
But we're in your house.
It's a metaphor. Now.
For what exactly?
In the days of old. Well, we're above something, and I'm sure if
it's
I served the beer.
It's where the show started.
It did start back in the day, if I may put on my old man hat.
So now this is just comedy for a write-off. You just,
sure.
Yeah, nice.
Yep, that's
like
the way we can. That's the way we can put that.
Comedy beside the laundry room doesn't have the quite same ring to it.
No, it doesn't.
My accountant turns to me and goes, you know, you've been visiting Long and McQuaid an awful lot in the past while.
Like,
oh.
But in his defense, there is usually a fully stocked bar.
There usually is.
It's lovely. I like that.
And without Darcy being here, it stays for a lot longer.
Well, Dave has been doing his level best as well. It's a pleasure.
Hey, I'm on the wagon tonight, so cut me some slack.
All right. He's got a glass of water,
mm-hmm.
and he specifically asked for ice cubes in
yes.
it.
Yes.
Because he likes the crunch.
Very aggressively asked
he
for
likes,
ice cubes.
He likes texture in his water. That's what he likes.
Who doesn't?
I believe Dave's exact words were, could I have some ice cubes in that, you pussy.
Wow.
I believe it was.
Wow.
So, John.
Hi.
Yeah. Hey, good to have you back. Focus over here. Don't pay any attention to these guys.
Sorry.
Right down the middle here. Stay right in there. So as soon as you came in,
yes.
First of all, you came into a, I guess we could call it a semi-Italian house.
Yes. The good half, the good semi.
As soon as you swoop in, you see the rooster on the kitchen wall.
Yeah.
You start making time with my Italian girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's very nice of you. That's very nice.
I like it.
Yeah.
I love knowing that you as a munch cake
mm-hmm.
are dating an Italian woman.
I love that you tagged me as that as soon as you came in. You're the manja, right? The last name's Van Allen, for Christ's sake.
I mean, you needed something, right, to add to your...
Cheese, if anything. That's Dutch, my friend. A little herring and a bun,
but
perhaps.
Still, it doesn't matter. I think just because, as long as you're a white bread of mm-hmm. any sort, munja cake it can be used for anybody, really.
What does it actually mean, munja cake?
It translates into eat cake.
Right.
Okay.
That's what it translates into. Wow.
And ironically, something I love doing. So I didn't feel any offense when you called me that at all.
For I guess when the Italians came here, they saw that the Canadians ate a lot of dessert.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think that's where it came from.
Right.
And so it started off as people try to say that it comes off as a sweet term. But to Italians, it's a derogatory term.
Right.
You know, wops gets used against us and we throw a munchie cake out.
Uh-huh.
Or cake. It gets translated.
Right.
It's cut down to cake.
Yeah, because that's what you call me.
Yeah.
And it's like, are you a cake? And it's like, I'm a cake fan.
Do you
I enjoy the
cake?
Song The Distance.
Hold on a second. Wait a second.
There's a lot of peculiar Italian slurs, though.
There are. And they usually all deal with your mother.
Uh-huh.
My grandfather, God love him. When I was young, we couldn't say shut up in my house growing up.
Really?
Because my dad would get pissed off.
Okay.
But then my grandfather would swear, and it was amazing. And I didn't understand it until I got old enough to translate it. But most of them were fuck you and your mother's pussy is what basically with the translation
with this ring I thee wed.
Those were the swear words.
But don't you tell me to shut up.
Don't you tell me to shut up. I'm not done swearing at you.
Yeah, it was quite when I figured out how to translate the swear words, I was shocked at how much it was either it was that or it was like fuck you and your dead relatives was also another good one.
Dead relatives.
Yeah.
Necrophilia.
Yeah. It was pretty awesome.
Is there a favorite one you have?
Those are really good ones.
I mortacci tuoi is really good. Like, I mortacci tuoi. Basically, fuck you and your dead relatives.
Right.
Which is great.
Right.
Not just fuck you.
Right.
Not just fuck your living relatives.
Right.
Fuck your dead relatives also.
I got
like, curse them. Curse them.
But to make it even worse, could then you bring in the whole cake eating thing with it?
Right.
Fuck you and eating dead relatives.
Fuck you, your dead relatives, and the cake that you're chewing.
My
on.
Friend, I can't. He does it much better than he had a swear thing, where it was like "May you die shitting under a moving truck." Yep. Was his.
Okay.
Which I really liked.
I see a whole line of greeting cards.
Yes. Fuck you and the cake you wrote in
on.
I had a girlfriend once who I think was like Danish or Polish or something like that. Polish, possibly. And I think one of the biggest swears that you can have in Poland, the translation of it is, "May you be kicked by a duck." And that really gets
Don't you dare say
start
that.
Start rolling up the sleeves. You smile when you say
me?
That.
Excuse Kaplowski. Me.
Yes. Are you talking to me?
Yeah. But I can understand, like, the word "shut up." It's like, when my daughter, like my eldest, would say it, just like, she got it from like watching Mary Poppins or whatever. Sure. You know what I mean? Like, or some show, whatever.
The dirty
it was.
Tongue of Mary Poppins.
It's horrible. Yes. Horrible.
It was from
we were watching
tongue.
Annie, and it's and somebody in Annie said "shut up." And,
right.
So she said it to me once, and I was like, What did you just say to me? What did you say?
It was an Annie, right?
Yeah, it was an Annie.
Well, you don't want her talking like an orphan. They're street urchins.
I know. And a red
ginger nose.
Get some class in your house. Slap that child to the curb and put a broom in her hands.
Seriously.
Get her working.
Seriously.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just like, interesting. Interesting that.
Yeah. I got pimped out.
Congratulations.
Let me rephrase.
Congratulations.
I got not necessarily pimped up, but I got hung out to dry, let's say, at a family function on her side.
Mm.
Because up to the point where I went to Italy, I've been picking up the odd word here and there. But outside of that, my only exposure to the Italian language was through The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so they thought it was really exactly.
Yeah. What
could Polly not teach me that I can't use in the streets of Milan? So I go in to this, and it's a huge Thanksgiving family dinner, and they camp me right beside Grandma, who does not speak a word of English. Okay,
fantastic.
So and everyone's crossing themselves, not me. I'm a prod as well, so I'm a proddy cake.
Yeah,
and baker's man, bake me a proddy cake as fast as you can. Now. We've got all the nephews and stuff over on this side that all speak English. They're all kind of born here, but they all everyone's firing Italian salvos across the table at each other. And so it gets to the point where my girlfriend is like elbowing me, saying, "Tell them what the one word is that you know." And so I go, "Stugatz," very loudly. And to the cake listener out there, not unlike myself, "Stugatz" is possibly what the most derogatory way you can refer to your testicles.
Yeah, it just translates to "this cock," pretty much.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right. The boys.
The boys, yeah.
Yeah, the boys.
Yeah.
So right there, suddenly, that's when needle pulled across the record. You can hear that dog howling in the distance, and the grandmother goes, "What?" And then someone said something to cover for me. And said, no, he didn't say, you know, the balls. He said, "He's having a ball," I guess. I don't know what the translation was that they said.
"He's
and
having
I
just a went, cock."
Right. And then they get mad at me for saying that word afterwards. I said, "You just wheeled me into the living room like a 3-year-old going, 'Say the word we taught you, cocksucker.'" Like, that's what they basically did to me. And I'm like, really?
It probably good, would have been less painless or less painful to get pimped out.
Probably. Yeah. Well, you know, they would have found my Stugatz.
That was a different party, Dave.
Different party. Speaking of party, we're going to continue this one on in a bit. Let's talk about your family that you have now. You got a little,
I got two daughters. I got two daughters now. Yeah.
So what's that? When did the kids come along? You just had a new one, did you not? Or like
a year and a half? Almost 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I got a new one. So I've got like a 4-year-old.
You don't say that in your act. Yeah, I just had a kid. Whee!
Yeah, I know. Okay, I just get the laughs. Just get the claps. You need claps.
I wasn't calling
attention.
You on. Well, I was,
you need
actually.
Attention.
But, okay. So a 2-year-old.
A 2-year-old and a 4-year-old. And now they're obsessed with Annie.
Uh-huh.
And also Star Wars.
Okay.
Wow.
So two girls that are obsessed with Star Wars. And it's quite funny watching them. I wish I had videotaped me and the kids watching Star Wars just so I could get the questions that they were asking me about, you know, why is, you know, Leia doing this? And why is she dressed up like a slave?
Right.
And why is...
You're showing her that one?
I know. They like that one because of the Ewoks. But I don't want... Every time that comes up, I fast forward it because it's
sensual and daddy can't have a boner
in front
of the kids.
I can't deal with that in front of the kids. It's a little too hot for me.
Yeah.
So we always fast forward through that. They don't like... I don't know why they want to watch Return of the Jedi because half of it I'm fast forwarding through.
Sure.
Because they don't like the Emperor.
Scoop
they don't like Darth Vader.
Right.
They only want to see the Ewoks in it, right?
Right.
So maybe I should just get straight to there,
right?
And just get it. But it's fun. But they have no filter, my kids, right? They're sweet and no filter, and I love them for it. I was getting changed last week, and my daughter Ruby comes into the room and says, "Dada, you have a fat stomach.
Nice.
And then slaps my tit.
What?
And walks out the room.
How tall was this girl? Or
I'm Italian, first of all.
Right.
So I'm 4 foot nothing. And she's 4 years old and taller than me.
Okay. That or you were lying on the floor trying to pull up the pants over your gut.
Yes. Maybe that was it. I was just bent over. I was on the bed, bending over to put on some pants. And she, a full on slap.
And
pop. And then just fucks off. She just walks out of the room like it was nothing.
Right.
And inside, I'm fucking crying.
Uh-huh.
Because I have the body issues. And I'm like, oh my God.
You have body issues?
Of course you have body issues.
You're Italian.
I know. We work in the industry. Everybody has body issues.
Right.
We call that foreshadowing for her future, by the way. She's going to destroy so many male psyches.
I hope so.
Oh, yeah.
I hope so.
You're
just
fat and ugly.
Slap and then run away. Slap out of the room. Like, it's nothing. Like, she's right now, because they have no filter.
Right.
She is a better improviser now than I will ever be, because
sure.
She has no fear, right? She'll just say whatever is on her. Like, growing up in my house when I was a kid, sexuality was very close. Like, we didn't see I never saw my dad naked once. Right. Not even from the shower
it's
to his room.
Probably a good thing.
Yes. But I didn't even know if my dad
had
a dick.
He's not lamenting,
you know what
the
I'm
fact.
Saying? No, I'm not sad.
You know what I miss?
Just to see my dad's balls once.
Yeah.
Once would have been good.
Oh, the Stugatz.
Yeah.
Continue. Okay.
But I wanted to have open, you know, talk about our bodies and
sure.
do that. So my wife taught my daughter proper names for things, right?
Okay.
So one time we're I'm getting ready for bed. And she's like, "Dada, would you scratch my back?" I was like, "Yeah, sure, scratch your back." She's like, "Would you scratch my vulva?"
Whoa!
I was like, first off, what is a vulva?
Yeah. What do you think a vulva is? Right. You got it. You got it. Now, who taught you that?
Yeah,
if you say your uncle, there's going to be a death soon.
So I'm just like, I can't, like, this shit that comes out of her mouth.
Right.
I was drying off from the shower once. She's like, is that your penis? I was like, yes, it is.
Yep.
I'm like, well, great. You know the words. It's proper. It's not pee-pee. It's not this. It's not that. Like,
please tell me there was some distance.
There was enough distance.
Okay.
But enough to say.
She didn't have the towel.
I'm just, she's not there in hand going,
she's not
so
drying.
This very thing.
She's not drying me off is what I'm saying. But she's there to see and she's like, "Dada, is that your penis?" I'm like, "Yes." And she's like, "Wow, it's small, like a baby."
Whoa. Now hang on. Like a baby or a babies?
Like a baby, like a 7-pound, 6-ounce baby, like a baby.
Well, then it's
nice.
Not small at all.
No, but again, I'm listening.
You got quite the trouser post
like,
going on there.
I'm trying to say, I just came out of the shower. Like, how do you say that?
Obviously a hot shower. giving it the little towel smack like you do when you're coming out of the gym there.
So that night, while I was making love to my wife, I said, "Excuse me." Went into my daughter's room and said, "What about now?"
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh dear.
She cried a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's called learning.
She's a lesbian now.
This leads me to my next question. What was children's services like? How did they treat you? Was that okay?
They were nice.
Yeah.
They were nice. Italian guy came in, we had dinner,
there you go.
Just went away.
Yeah.
Just went away.
Yeah, she'll be fine. She'll be fine.
That's been cool. I mean, it's awesome being a dad and awesome working, doing what I do, because I actually have time to spend with them.
Right.
I've been very lucky. I don't have a day job per se, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing comedy and acting. So I work, you know, once a month. Now my dad worked like 3 jobs growing up. I never saw my dad. You know, I saw him on Sundays, and he was just tired by Sunday.
Right.
And I could understand. My dad never liked people talking at the dining room table.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he just said, I'm like, growing up, I think, what an asshole for that, right? But now I'm like, just shut the fuck up. I just want to eat. I know. Yeah, don't ask me what is in everything. Let me just eat my sandwich.
Your dad doesn't want anyone to say anything at the table because then he says shut up, and then he gets hit by your mom.
He just wanted to enjoy his meal and not have to kill anybody.
No,
I
hardly remember hearing my dad like freak out.
Right.
You know, my dad never hit me. My mom hit me once growing up. Which is weird for an Italian. My cousins used to get hit for sweating. You know what I mean? Like, are you sweating?
Bam!
Bang! Don't you fucking sweat in my house.
Here, do you know how much water costs? Jesus.
This is fucked.
Yeah, mom was always that. Because, and I think they planned this out. And the more that I think of it, I was like, yeah, that totally makes sense. You'd never pop your mom. You'd never turn around.
Really?
Yeah, you'd never like give her a snack back. You'd never
I'm not saying.
Wow. I don't know.
Right.
Well, you wouldn't fuck your mom with.
I was thinking like pop, like maybe you were thinking I meant like, you know, call a hit on her. It was
Yes.
No, I'm not going to drag her into the woods, you know, like, you know, John Turturro and Miller's Crossing. You can't do this to me, Don, like an animal. There's cookies in the jar. Bam.
She would do that. She would always be the discipline. And everyone I talked to had always had like the mom that would just always go at you with the, what was her weapon of choice on
it
you?
It wasn't though. The only time I remember my mom hitting me, I was like, 10, 11 years old. I was wrestling with my cousin Marco.
Right.
I was twisting his arm and I wouldn't let him out of the arm bar because he wasn't tapping out.
Did he tell you to shut up?
No, he didn't tap out. Just tap out and I stopped doing what I'm doing. Right. Sure. But he wouldn't. And he was starting to freak out and I wouldn't do it. I was actually getting enjoyment out of this because I was a little weakling and I just finally had something, right? And then my mom came in and she gave me a backhander that spun my head and I just stopped everything. I was like, I'm going to sleep. It's like 4 in the afternoon. I'm going to sleep now. And I just went to my room and just sobbed, right?
Right.
I think it's the fact that you got your parents to that level that they actually could hit. It's almost an embarrassment. I remember my grandfather too. We get him angry enough that he'd swear and freak out. We were like, oh my God, we made the old man freak out.
He's the guy that gives you comics and cookies and chocolate milk
and money,
stuff.
Right? Like, you can go buy him smokes and then he'd give you his change, right? That's what I loved about it.
What was yours, Dave?
My mom liked to try to shake me.
Oh, yeah?
I like that.
When I was like, you know.
Because then you popped your mom.
10 years old. Yeah. She could do that, right?
Yeah.
Because like, I was just a little scrawny little kid. And then puberty hit and I had a little bit of a growth spurt. My mom was like 5'1", 98 pounds. I was like 5'11",
right.
Like 220. And she's like.
So then she bought a bat.
Right.
She got whiplash.
This
I think,
ought
last
to do.
She tried to shake me.
Ian, what was your abuse weapon? What was that?
Psychological.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, the worst. Yeah. Those are the worst.
That explains much.
Luckily, it didn't work.
No. Yeah, there was a lot more guilt in my house growing up.
I wasn't Ian growing up,
Dave. Roman Catholic guilt was a big deterrent.
We were a house of Protestants, and trust me, we were swimming in it.
Yeah.
We had a guilt pool in the basement. It was awful.
It was fantastic.
My mom was actually, if it wasn't guilt, it was a wooden spoon. As soon as you saw that and it didn't have cookie dough on it, you ran. Or the yardstick, because then she realized we were getting quicker than her, so she needed something with more range. And so I was like, well, at least I can get a 3-foot drop on these fuckers, and bam, in she would go.
There was a Greek family that lived next door to my cousin growing up, and the grandfather watched the kids, and he would just beat the shit out of them.
Well, you could do that back in the day.
Back in the day, but he used to have this like long piece of wood, like a switch.
And
he'd have it just above the door frame. And anything they did, he would just like, you just hear it like cutting through the air, like a Zorro. Like, and then the crying Greek kids.
A Spanish man, was he?
No, he was a.
Coming with a mask and a nice mustache?
An old Greek man who slaughtered his own pigs in the garage.
I am Zorba!
That was the way
same letter he's marking on the shirt.
On the kid's back. It was just fucking wrong. But I remember they had a little baby pig, or like a piglet in the garage. You're like, oh, that's so cute. And then like hearing like the squeals of it being fucking slaughtered, like down the street as we're playing street hockey. It's just like, what is happening? And then the spit going the next day. And the bazooki music going, ding, 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 ding.
Where's Mr. Porky's? Yeah. Well.
Eat this. Shut up.
Yeah, shut up. Did you ever get to a point where you could take your dad? Was that a moment for you?
No, it never got to that.
Yeah.
You know, my dad was like very the non-existent dad.
Right.
Like he worked, ate,
but he still
and then
like
sat in his bedroom, watched TV.
But from the silence that you said that he would command at a dining room table, like it still sounded like he was this authority figure that you just did not play around.
Yeah. I mean, I got to a point. I remember one time I was just being a dick and my aunt was going to the variety store and I was like, I want a coloring book.
Yeah.
It was like a Sunday afternoon, and she said, "My mom said no.
Not on the Sabbath.
Don't
bring those
Jesus
devil crayons in here.
Coloring,
yes.
he died for your crayons.
It makes him mad because the crayon keeps going through the hole. That's why you don't have that.
Don't even.
Yeah.
He died for you, Todd.
Me specifically.
Specifically,
I'll change.
But I remember, so I cried and cried and cried, and my dad was on the couch sleeping. It's Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
The guy wakes up at like 6 o'clock every morning, goes to work, has 3 jobs, and he just wants to sleep on a Sunday fucking afternoon, right? And his son is crying because he wants a fucking coloring book. And my dad got up and just looked just fuming and grabbed his belt. And then I just shut up. He had never done that before.
Wow.
I'd never seen him, you know, because my dad had a really big belly. So in my head, I was like, even if he grabs his belt, his pants are falling down.
Sure.
Right? So
that'll
it's
be
just,
funny.
And then I run.
Then he'd be really
and then
mad.
I run. Yeah. And then he's even more pissed.
Oh, no. Because then you stand there like your daughter. That a penis?
Yeah. Is that? And then she's.
And then he slaps him in the tit and runs away.
But I can tell you, as a tubby man, I can run a hell of a lot faster without pants.
just been down to your ankles, though. Like, right. There's that moment of the kickoff, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah. Oh, come on. You learn pretty quickly how to get out of your pants. Oh, yeah.
As a tubby man or just a man in general?
Well, I've only been a tubby man.
I think we'll take a break right here, and Dave will be back with more pant removal tips.
Oh, boy.
Hello, this is Michael Showalter, and you're listening to Comedy Above the Pub.
Folks, and welcome back to that moment of silence. This is all going to be taken out in post, but we're trying to get room tone here for 5 seconds of silence. And for whatever reason, someone has a plate in their head that's picking up Hits 93. And I don't know what's going on.
It's actually CBC.
Is it CBC?
We're getting culture.
Oh, boy. No wonder I'm bored. I'm not,
just
though.
Just that your wires are all crossed.
That's true.
That's all it is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I got a crossed wire somewhere?
Somewhere in your
I got a circuit that's blown, maybe?
Homemade pot.
You know whose fault this is?
Thing.
It's Darcy's fault.
I know.
Fucker abandoned us.
And you know what? I wish, maybe I shouldn't have said, that kind of looks dirty. I'll throw it in the dishwasher. I didn't really recognize if it was
now
safe
I want to fix
not.
It. Nah, well, Italian in me wants to fix it.
I was going
to
rewire it.
Everything.
I do have a garage and a workbench. So just give me, we can just, take it out there.
Give me 5 minutes, guys.
We'll go get some table wine.
I'll be back.
Okay. We'll put it up on a winch, maybe, or something.
John's gonna put on his undershirt.
That was that by the way, not that. That was Ian. We all know what he sounds like. That was the dulcet Italian tones of John Cattucci.
Hi, everybody.
We have a Dave Patterson here with us as well.
My tones aren't so dulcet.
What is the opposite of dulcet?
I wouldn't say they're the opposite.
No, what is the opposite? I'm saying,
Ian. Is that something?
You're fucking face.
Like that. So we're talking about family.
Yeah.
And we did actually have some tweets about it. And Funny Green Mummy.
Oh, of course.
Writes in, who is?
I don't know.
Victoria Stewart, I believe.
Okay, is cool. That right? You're the one with the tweets.
I thought that would be a good way to bring you in. Wow.
Wow.
Good you're out of comedy. Now, I'll ask the question. I get as a mom. This is what she's saying. Because I guess it's always hanging out.
Yeah.
How do you balance family and working in stand-up? But not just stand-up, because you're also performing. We'll talk about some of your credits in a second.
Ooh.
But how do you balance that? What's your secret? I'm assuming offloading on the missus. Is that...
My wife is a civilian, so she's got a regular job. So mm-hmm. she does, you know, she's got her regular shift that happens, you know.
What does she do, if you don't mind me
asking? She's a writer.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. So she's a web writer for one of the news stations in town.
Uh-huh.
And so she does that. So when we just had one kid, Ruby, I would bring her to auditions with me. So I would audition, and I'd go into the room, and I'd have friends who were always at the auditions who I'd always see at the same time, because you're always auditioning with the same people.
Right.
And they'd watch her. You know what I mean? Like I'd bring a bag of goldfish and she'd eat them, and you know, everybody would be happy.
The crackers, you mean?
Yes. No. She actually liked eating goldfish.
Well, she's in on college pranks.
Yeah,
how did you get her out of the telephone booth with the 18 frat boys?
What year is this?
I don't know. What? I picture her wearing like one of those raccoon jackets and, you know, one of those barbershop hats with a little flag that says Yale on it.
It's a very 1950s sort of frat house picture.
You're the one that's got her eating goldfish in the corner.
Oh, and little crackers.
Right out of the bowl.
Crackers? So I would do that. So that was cool.
So she, I had that today, actually. Someone brought in a newborn.
Yes.
To an audition today, which I thought, that's going to make noise in the studio. But
know what? It's been really cool. And everybody in the industry knows that people have lives and have children.
Sure.
And so it's been really cool. I've never had a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we had the second one, I knew I couldn't bring both of them to auditions. So we got Ruby into daycare, and I used to bring Claire with me, but Claire was another different personality.
Ruby and Claire?
Yeah, good Italian
Those
names,
are
aren't they?
Beautiful
names. Aren't they good Italian names?
Yeah. Maybe that's why I like them so much.
And they
this
would,
is Giuseppe.
Giuseppe, this is Geralda.
This is Marie.
Giuseppina.
It's like Goodfellas all over again.
Right.
Everybody's Peter, Paul, and Marie.
Peter, Paul, Marie.
Peter Jr.
This, of course, is Pauly.
This is Peter the Wop.
Really? That's what you went with? with. Okay.
That's fine.
Well, okay.
Let him do it.
Look at him. He's offended now, Ian.
Let him do it.
Jesus. Now we got to buy him something.
perhaps? Do you have a panettone of some sort, maybe?
We've got two downstairs.
I'm sure I had no doubt in my mind that you had a few in this house.
Okay. You know what? There's no panettone. That got shot by New Year's Day.
Oh, okay.
But we did have, for the manjas among us, it's cake with fruit in it.
I prefer the
chocolate chip, and I'm alone in that one.
Yes. No, I like that. It's like a Christmas cake.
Yeah.
Right?
That's it. Except you can eat it.
It's
edible.
It's very decent.
It's not a fruit cake.
They have one that you you put in another separate bag.
Sure.
Then you put powdered sugar.
Yep.
And you shake it all together. Yeah. And the powdered sugar gets all over the cake and you eat it.
Yeah.
Wow. You got a nice really espresso. Like fucking aggro.
It's good.
Because you do it wearing nothing but a loincloth in the kitchen.
Can we splice that onto his bumper?
It's good.
It sounds after you really good.
It is. It is.
Get one for Dave right now.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
While you're there, we'll grab me some.
Get me a nice tiramisu while you're
there. Sure, that's it. Or the hazelnut chocolate bars.
Yes.
Those big, they do like the monster, like the, it was like raffle size from public school.
Yeah.
Like where you try and sell tickets for the big chocolate bars.
I grew up on Nutella as well. I don't know if you did.
We got some in the house.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
I grew up on, my wife is freaked out by chocolate, spreadable chocolate on bread, but she'll eat chocolate.
You should be.
Yeah,
no, but I grew up,
I
love how they're now trying to sell it as a
health
nutritional.
Yeah.
Like alternative to peanut butter.
It's just a nut.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
It's just peanut butter. Because peanut butter is horrible.
Oh, yeah.
But
kill people.
I grew up, breakfast was never a big deal growing up in my house. Sometimes you'd have cereal, but for the most part, I don't remember really having like breakfast. But if we did, it was like a latte with cookies.
Yeah.
It was espresso, warm milk, and cookies, and you would eat cookies and espresso. You'd give cookies and coffee to a kid, and then send them off to school.
Sure.
That explains all the Italian kids I grew up with.
That's nutritious. Shaky.
That explains right. So
shaky.
Much.
When we were in Rome,
yeah.
We had the the same thing, coffee, but instead of biscotti, we had cornetta.
Yeah,
which to the mangias out there, picture a croissant and shove it full of chocolate.
Yeah.
Good way to start the day.
Isn't that
you see like 10-year-olds go, get-atsy, and then they run off and then, you know, climb up a wall for like 8 hours.
It's fantastic.
Then,
or if I didn't have breakfast, I'd be like eating my own hand by lunchtime. Fast forward 15 years, I have an ulcer.
Hey!
Did it come from not feeding your child at all and giving you anything? No, not at all, right? No, just don't, that's fine. You don't need breakfast. Your stomach will eat itself. That's fine. That's exactly what it's there for.
That was a great new wave band in the 90s. Stomach will eat itself.
I love them.
Yeah, Wise Up Sucker. That was one of my favorite songs by them.
Was that Trent Reznor's first band?
I believe so, if I'm not mistaken.
I found they went too commercial after the third album.
Absolutely. They saw Skinny Puppy and went, what if we did that but with stomachs? That's where we went.
We're going to strange, unusual places tonight, folks. Strap
of all
in.
Of all the people I thought I could talk industrial music with, you are not the one I would have picked, John.
No.
They're very nice.
No.
So so you've got these lovely kids. Now, what are you serving them for breakfast? You're not doing the Nutella thing. You're doing...
No,
you're
it's... Finding a, it, well, finding I, I, I'm...
Well, goldfish. We've covered
goldfish
that. They're into
sure.
seafood. That's
good. It's usually a Cheerios in the morning. But if I'm lucky, I can get them dressed enough and shoot them off to daycare because daycare serves them food, and then I can just come back and sleep.
Right.
But it's a fight. It's been a fight. Usually it's a fucking wake up in the morning and it's like, let's get your clothes on now.
Yeah.
I don't want to get dressed. It's like, don't get dressed. I want to get dressed. I'm like, you just said you don't want to get dressed. Right. I want to get dressed now.
Okay, am I married to you?
It's just freak. It's just ridiculous. But a couple of days ago, my daughter wakes up. She goes, Dada, I'm not going to fight with you this morning.
Wow.
I was like, oh, I'm going to be good. I'm going to listen. And like 2 days in, it's been yes to everything.
Right.
She's messing with you.
I know.
Yeah. It's a mind scan.
Something's coming. Something's coming.
She's coming. She's coming at me.
I picture this as like, you know, you're checking on her at night and just you're seeing, this is the shot I see from the inside of her bedroom.
Yeah.
And she's like, like this, and she's like in the dark with like an axe over a thing going,
I told you,
Daddy, will you read me a story, Daddy? And then that will be that.
Wow.
I hope that doesn't happen.
And she'll that's when she yeah. pops pop.
Did you feel that
that's
momentum just stop?
It stopped.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I pictured. I just, something's up, I would watch her.
Okay.
I would put her under surveillance.
Really? That
one
of
those webby cams.
That far,
Maya.
Yeah.
So,
I'd watch your back, apparently, is what he said.
Really? Yeah.
Just wait till she's about
he
12
took
or
13.
It
three days to get there, but that was essentially the moral of the story.
She's gonna do something untoward. Do you, now, at least are they, it sounds like she's recognizing that she's doing things that are bad.
She knows that there's some sort of consequence and stuff, right? But then at the same time, does she give a shit? Not really. Because she knows I'm not going to, you know what I mean? I won't go any farther than a timeout or a something, right? Because my parents, if we were acting like assholes, we get a slap in the back of the head or a smack to that bottom and we wouldn't do it anymore.
No.
But us, it's like we're fucking, I'm trying to negotiate with a 2-year-old.
Uh-huh.
You can't.
You know,
how's
you
that
can't.
Working?
You can't fuck, you can't do that. They don't, you know what I mean? Nothing, everything is coerced. You can't, nothing is non-coerced.
Right.
Everything's like, if you do this, if you don't do this, I'm going to do this. If you don't do this, I'm doing, like my parents at least had the guilt of Jesus. Right? To get me to do things. But because we're not bringing our kids up religious at all, it's like, what am I going to do? Like, don't do that or I'm going to hit your mother.
So
you know what I mean? Like,
so
it's
You're letting her color on Sunday. That's fine.
That's fine.
She's going to hell.
Have you considered a taser?
No.
A nice taser?
A nice good a kid's taser? Do they have kids' tasers?
Now who's rhythm killer?
Yeah. Or the other thing you can do is get like a little squirter gun.
Not like a cat.
Like a cat.
A can with pennies in it with a no on the front.
And fill it with Tabasco.
Oh, Jesus.
And that'll teach
that them. Works.
Oh, for sure.
Cold showers
aim
and Tabasco.
For the eyes.
Yeah.
Tabasco always works.
My nephew's at the stage, like, he knows when shit is being called.
Yeah.
Like, he completely understands, like, when it's happening. But he's just being a jerk sometimes, but then he recognizes it. So, like, he'll get yanked out of a situation, like, you know, stop stealing that kid's ball. You've got 2 more times.
Yeah.
So he's learning his numbers, because, like, 1, 2, 3, that's it. Scoop out, meltdown into the car, and he'll just like sit there and like that and then go, Shay wasn't good today. Shay was bad.
He's talking about himself in the third person. Well.
His name's Kyle. That's the weird part. I don't know who this imaginary fellow is.
Shay doesn't refers like this.
You wouldn't like Shay when he's angry.
Shay doesn't like you, Mrs. Torrance.
Well, I like how they're giving him 3 chances. Back in the day, my parents would have just let me get the shit beat out of me and put me in the car and go, see, that's what happens when you're an asshole.
Yeah. But he's
all kinds of different parental philosophies around the table today.
But this kid, he also gets like, you know, like when he says, okay, you flipped out. Now we've got a choice. We're either going straight home or you're coming grocery shopping with me. Do you think you can handle it? And he literally will sit there and deliberate and go, Shay can handle it. Shay can handle it. Shay's got his game face on. Shay is back in.
Mama, Shay can do this. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Shay's me in.
I need you to focus.
Shay's so funny, doesn't even know it.
She's calling like, you know, Rocky's trying to, you're a bum, Shay. And she's like, get in there, kid. I don't want to do it anymore.
Great. More Italians on the podcast.
Exactly. Let's take a break. We'll talk about some of your accomplishments that are not associated to your DNA after this.
Okay. Hello, this is Shelley Marshall at Comedy Above the Pub, which the pub is basically the liquor cabinet below here, right?
Yeah.
And I'm enjoying a little bit of the liquor here. Glad to be here. I don't know what it's about, but hey, I'm ready.
And we're back with Ian Atlas, Dave Patterson, and John Katushi. John, how do you feel about the Twitter?
Well, he's a fan of it.
No, I mean, I like it, I guess.
Really?
I'm new to it.
You couldn't fit enough swears into your sentences describing it off air.
I just find it I find it a bit self-indulgent. I find a lot of social media at times.
It all is.
Self-indulgent. Mm-hmm. And it's like, do I give a shit
where
you're eating or where you're drinking or where it's? I also find that it's very funny that we're so easily give up our personal information of where we're at and what, like this whole Foursquare shit that people do just drives me fucking insane. It's just like, okay, so you're letting people know where you're at and then signing in and then. Where is that information going?
Mm-hmm.
You know that information is being collected and then just figuring out a way of how to sell things to you.
Right.
Yeah. So,
but how to clean out your house while you're at the movies for 3 hours.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just,
I'm going to Halifax for a week.
I just find that it's just so we're so easily to give that. And we're slowly giving away our freedom and our privacy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just being done so little by little, that when it – actually is being taken away, where like, how the fuck did that happen?
Right.
It's like, because you've been telling everybody where you're at and why you do this and how come you do this and why you're doing. I find that, I think I really enjoyed it when I was following all the stuff that was happening in Cairo.
Sure.
I thought that is an amazing
use. When it didn't come up blank.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That was that. But
when it was being used by people on the ground and talking about what was going on in Tahrir Square, right. I thought that was pretty awesome. But to tell me that your stomach hurts.
Yeah.
Or to tell me, or you know what I mean? Like, I, you know, and then I at the same time, I'm guilty of it as well. I was like, let me put a funny thing, a thought. I was like, but
Douchebag 46 is hungover because he drank too much last night.
Like, does anybody give a shit?
Well,
right?
Let me just say one thing.
Yes.
I do care where you have your lunch.
Thanks, man.
I do care.
Thanks, buddy.
This is me caring about you eating.
No?
No.
Well, you see, you're just an evil, evil man.
I had McDonald's a few days ago.
I had
a bad job. It was bad.
I look at Twitter. I look at Twitter like sort of the, it's kind of like the Matrix decoded. Like when they showed that guy when Neo first sees it and it's like, you know, blonde, brunette, redhead, and all you're seeing is like the streamings of this, right? So you're going to see like little blips like, oh, I just had a sandwich or something like that. But then there's like that thing. I'll give you the perfect example of it is when the earthquake hit here in Toronto, everyone just had that same sort of rumble chair moment of like, did something just happen? Like it felt like something like we all felt it, right? We didn't know what it was because there's construction going down. There's like, we couldn't pinpoint exactly what happened. Like maybe some shit's happening. And so I just said, let me check. And so none of the news services had updated at that point at all. So I went to the Twitter feed and suddenly it's all earthquake, earthquake, earthquake. I just had a sandwich. It was a Reuben. Earthquake, earthquake, earthquake. And so I was like, check out these new shoes. But then you gradually get the stream. So it's not, I agree on a molecular level. Yes, there's some shit that's just awful and you don't want to be a part of, but then you can see, then you get like the streams, like the Cairo feed and the earthquake feed. And then like, I didn't know about the, I get most of my news actually from that when you start seeing the trending of like the Christchurch earthquakes and we're going through a lot of earthquakes lately.
Yeah.
Sorry, New Zealand. We don't know how that happened. That's it.
Todd loves tracking disasters.
I got a map with pins in it.
And if you put like little string to all the pins.
It spells Todd.
Yeah, it's really weird.
It does.
And there's a pentagram. It's a pentagram and then Todd's name in the middle of it.
God, you are the Matrix.
In glitter.
It's weird.
It's all in glitter. So you don't like the Twitter. That's what I'm getting from that.
It's not that I don't like it.
Right.
I like it. I also find I like as much as I'm a performer and stuff, I like my personal things.
Sure.
I like my information. I like not sharing everything with everybody.
Right.
And I find sometimes also so many people are using it to put bits up on here's a funny little bit. And is that what Todd does?
Oh, constantly.
That's all he does.
Yep.
What? TVA.
Okay, so what's your definition of a bit?
Like just a joke you're fucking working on that you're going to put it on there. And then next week when you're at a fucking wherever you are doing your 2 minutes, you're going to say it.
Well, guilty as charged. Now,
this dude has a fucking Fringe show that's all on Twitter.
Yeah.
I have a live Fringe show.
I live Twitter the entire show.
You know, I think it's fun. Yeah. I think some people are using it to advantage. I know that Pat Thornton did a stand-up Twitter thing where people were just sending him ideas and he was riffing on that for the 24-hour show.
24 hours of stand-up show.
I think that's a funny way of using it. I'm not saying I hate it, but at the same time, I'm on it quite a bit.
Yeah.
Wondering what people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think now I'm switching more to the news side of it and reading some interesting articles and you know, finding out, you know, about gravy trains and such.
Over the course of the day, I'll like favorite like two or three articles. I go, I haven't got time to read this now, but I want to now because someone that you've gotten to know over their feed needs, and you see the types of things they're putting out there.
Yeah.
You go, oh, I'm going to need to read that.
Yeah.
That'll be something. And then sometimes I just like, you know, poop jokes and those come up.
A whole list devoted to poop jokes.
Who doesn't
like the poop joke?
My kids love it. My kids love talking about poop.
But I will say this about the self-indulgent aspect of it. Yes, but it's shortened. Like there's only 140 characters or so of self-indulgent. When you go onto Facebook, I find it's even worse now.
Yeah, but
because people can put embed video.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's a blog that I felt about the Grammys and I didn't care too much. Like, oh,
but 140 characters and 30 fucking posts in the day.
Yeah. You just don't follow that person.
But then I feel guilty.
Why?
Catholic.
Are you following Jesus?
Yes.
You can follow John at Jesus with crayons. that's where he
I think
is.
I'm starting to follow depressed right. Darth Vader.
Now you mentioned
right now, which is pretty cool.
Now you mentioned
depressed
this,
Darth Vader.
Yeah,
is that a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. What is it?
Yeah,
suppressed Darth Vader.
Depressed
Darth Vader. Yeah, yeah. That sounds better than Drunk Hulk.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm following the goddamn Batman. So
what?
Yeah.
Please tell me that's a funny thing and not what I think it is right now.
No, it's just like it's
goddamn
the,
Batman.
The goddamn Batman.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's just tweets by the goddamn Batman.
By the goddamn Batman.
Okay. I thought it would be like people who were pissed off at him.
No.
It's
no.
like the goddamn Batman parked his Batmobile in my spot. You know, like yeah. you'd see
people
those
people who were just upset at Batman.
Yes, yeah. That's what I was like. The goddamn Batman, his light is shining right in my apartment.
That goddamn Batman left all these fucking henchmen all over my yard.
Yes.
If there's no clouds in the sky,
right.
Can you still see the signal?
They do it off the dark side of the moon.
Okay.
It's a big laser.
What if it's a full moon?
In case of emergency, they have a plane with like a big sky writing behind it.
Goes up in big foam writing.
Fireworks.
Or maybe it's
shoot
maybe,
up. And...
Or maybe they get like one of those planes you see at the beach that have the banner ad yeah. behind it.
That takes a while.
Yeah.
People are dead by the time the plane gets up.
Batman, we need you. Also, to lose weight, call 1-800.
Because they still have a business to run.
Exactly.
Jennifer, will you marry me?
And help me Batman.
Right.
Also, help me Batman.
And then suddenly off of a quiet beach, all you hear is, no.
Goddamn Batman.
So, goddamn Batman. You mentioned the doo-wops.
Yes.
One of these Twitter
yes.
accounts there.
Yes.
What's a doo-wop for the people who don't know? Who only know you from your work on the Doodle Bops.
Oh, yes.
We'll get into that later. What's a doo-wop?
The doo-wops is a musical comedy duo with myself and a good buddy of mine, David Miziano.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been performing together for almost 11 years, right. I think, now. But, you know, playing in Toronto, started mm-hmm. here, and then started going all over the country. And
sure.
We're lucky enough to go over to the UK and mm-hmm. Go to Australia. It's been awesome. It's been fun. Mm-hmm. It plays up to the whole wanting to be in a band, mm-hmm. you know, being a musician, but sure. never really going at it as in a band and touring mm-hmm. with that. So I get to be a rock star for
right.
45 minutes at a time.
You know what I mean? And it's
a nice Italian rock star.
Yeah, yeah. A good Italian rock star.
There's two things about it that I really enjoy. There's the one thing is that it completely surprised me, because normally when you see like a musical act in a comedy club, you go, oh, goody.
Yeah, yeah.
And but the quality is high. I mean, like it's the songs are so well written. The stage performance is just, it's so, it's so animated and just really well worked on. Like, you can just see, like, this is a show you're getting. Like,
yeah,
it's
we feel really that. I mean, I remember when we first started doing it, we'd walk on stage and you could actually hear the groans of people going, oh, fuck, music.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people at the time when we started that couldn't sing and couldn't play guitar.
And we're funny.
But you know what I mean? Like,
over
and doing musical comedy.
Right.
Or trying to do musical comedy. But I think I find that doing it for so long, the only way it can be funny is that the music has to be really good.
Yes.
It has to sound like a quote unquote real song.
Yeah.
You know, there's, I can't count the number of times people have come up and say, oh, you guys should do real music after a show. Right?
Yeah.
You guys got great voice. You should do real songs.
Music. Yeah.
Real music. I was like, okay, I understand what you're saying,
mm-hmm.
but that was pretty real. You yeah. know what I mean? That song
right.
was pretty, pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's always been a thing that David and I always strive to was try to make the music as good as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So the comedy is as good as it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
the other thing I like about it is as the name would suggest, the doo-wops.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get into this. It's unapologetically Italian, which is fantastic.
Yeah, I mean,
but it's not, it's like, you know, the manja that I am,
yeah.
you know, cake to the listener,
yes.
is not lost at all. You get it. As soon as you came in here, my girlfriend was like, oh, and the manja thing that you do, the toast bread. It's like, oh, fuck this again. It's like, yeah, the toast bread is very, very, it's
yeah,
funny. I get it.
When we started, we really played on that because we had to grab people's attention
sure.
and figure it out. And then Dave and I realized, if we just play to the Italian side, everybody outside the community is
right.
outside the Italian community, nobody's going to know who we are.
Uh-huh.
So we have a really cool, loyal following in that Italian community, but even outside of that.
Sure.
But a lot of times, you know, we'll be asked to play Italian festivals and be like, okay, we know we don't have that much Italian material,
mm-hmm.
You know. And so it's like, isn't it enough that it's just the two Italian guys that are performing? that the fact that I'm sweating is enough. Right. Shouldn't that be enough?
Fuck! He's waving his hands at him.
Sorry! Yeah. Just
dabbing marinara from his brow.
Oh my God, it's just ridiculous.
My favorite night was I was hosting at Absolute and you guys were headlining. And someone had shown up thinking that the doo-wops were a doo-wop band.
That old man was so, so upset.
It's like, third song in. Well, they have to do it sometime. It has to happen.
The harmonies on this blowjob song are lovely, but I don't know if...
I don't think that qualifies.
I don't think this is really nice.
Good night, ladies. Boom, boom, boom,
boom. Yeah, we get the occasional email from people in doo-wop society saying, so what songs do you guys do? Or this isn't really doo-wop stuff. And I'm like, yeah, no, we don't.
Bebop a lula. Okay. Yeah. And one of the songs that you do has I'm not gonna give it away.
Okay,
the premise of the song, but I want you to guess who this person is.
Oh.
Just from the tweet they tweeted in.
Sure.
Okay. Ask him. I assume they mean you because who would tweet about Ian? Why he secretly loves and wishes that he were Portuguese. Love his favorite pork chop.
Oh,
so there's your hint.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
You know who this is?
There's a few. I'm going to say Helder. Is it Helder?
It is not Helder.
Oh. Favorite pork chop?
Do you need a hint?
Yeah.
By your...
Let's get him one more guess before you give him a hint.
Okay. All right. Okay. Take another stab.
The only other Portuguese person that I know that might be...
Yeah.
It's not Marlon, is it?
No, it's not Marlon. Okay.
There's a few pork chops that I enjoy.
Pork chops? Okay. Here's the hint.
Go.
By the description of your daughter when she saw your penis,
yes,
she could actually say, oh, it's as big as this guy.
Wow.
Oh, Andre Arruda.
Andre Arruda, anti-giant,
fucking
ladies and gentlemen.
Andre Arruda.
Yeah.
Fuck him. That's my favorite thing. Every time I see Andre's one of the nicest fucking people in the world.
However,
every time I see him, I'm like, fuck you, you little fuck.
Andre is fantastic. Every time we just did Montreal at the Comedy Works.
Oh, nice.
Not too long ago, which was fantastic. You know, at least that the thing that was great about that is he was able to upgrade us to Via One as his escort, which was kind of nice. That was pretty sweet. So, as a matter of fact, we will have another beer. Thank you very much. And which worked out great until we actually got to the show. And then I realized I'm kind of tippy and I have to carry him upstairs. So
18 flights.
It took three goes. But, you know,
don't
worry about it.
He wore durable.
He wore sunglasses. It was fine.
Well, he has that squeak something up for the back patio up there.
What the
like a dumbwaiter,
the
like a yeah. He's got those great set of videos where it's just people carrying up the stairs and he's asking questions. This is so fucking awesome.
That's a new talk show.
It's so awesome.
Off the stairs
on the way to the bathroom.
That Portuguese song is just so stupid. It was just like it's one of the few cultures you can actually get away with making fun of the Portuguese.
I hear the same thing, but it's always the Swedes. I find the Swedes are always someone
that get it too.
Well, they give you IKEA and the Volvo. That's about it. Not the Volvo. That's something else. Your daughter can help you with that. Let's take a break and we'll talk about some of your other work outside the doo-wops right after this. And we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a pleasure to be here with Ian. Not so much, but Dave, we got...
It's an honor to be here.
And John Cattucci.
Can I answer a question as Talking Carl?
Absolutely.
It's a pleasure to be here, and I'm really enjoying myself.
It's a pleasure to be here, and I'm really enjoying myself.
Nice. Now make him say, Dad, something your daughter would say. I like that.
Dada, your stomach is fat, and...
Your stomach is fat.
Is that your penis?
Is that your penis?
That was a funny one. I like that. You do that all day. Talking Carl, everybody.
Talking Carl, which is it's an iPhone app.
It's an app that you talk into it and talks back to you in a funny voice.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the lightsaber app?
I do have the lightsaber app. My girls really enjoy that.
Yes. Well, you watch Star Wars with them, of course.
Yeah.
Gotta bring that to the table.
My Ruby wants to be Princess Leia for Halloween. Mm-hmm. And
which version?
Oh, the nice version.
Thank you.
The Danish head.
Yes, okay.
Danish head.
From Denmark, meaning yes, Copenhagen. Yes, yes. She's got her papers
and,
in order.
And Claire wanted to be a big stormtrooper, uh-huh, but now it's switched to wanting to be R2-D2.
Mm-hmm.
So her words are coming, but she can do okay. Beep boop. She can
do
that.
Good.
That's awesome.
That's good.
Oh, yeah.
And
how big? C-3PO.
Yeah.
And how, totally, yeah. Right. How old is she?
She's 2.
Oh, she'll fit in a trash can easy.
Yeah, 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 for
you
sure.
You put that on a couple of wheels.
Oh, yeah.
Paint that up.
Oh, it's good.
What's that mumbling noise in there? Oh, that's
just the, ask the for baby. Candy and shut up.
The little arm comes
Daddy,
out like
Daddy
this.
Daddy wants a Coffee Crisp.
Yes. So we...
Daddy wants him.
Where's Talking Carl for that
yeah,
one?
Daddy wants him. Daddy wants him.
So I mentioned some doodle-boppery
yes.
That you do. Do you have any projects that don't have a fucked up name?
It's weird. When I first auditioned for that show and they told me the name of the show called The Doodle Bops,
right.
I was like, I'm
Did you say Doodle Wops? Because
did
I think
you say,
that's taken.
Did you say Doops? Because I think that's yeah. cover it.
Right.
Yeah, so it's a kids show that I did 3 seasons of that was on CBC.
Yeah.
Which is great because mm-hmm. then my kids got to see it and
right.
My kids grew up with me on TV, which is weird.
Yeah.
And they don't it was never weird for them. Like Ruby was always like, "Yeah, that's my dad and yeah. he does that and he's a performer and
sure."
But then again, the same she's like, "Do you drive the bus? Is that your bus?
Right.
Whose bus is it?"
Right.
People don't know I'm the bus driver and mm-hmm. I drive around these 3 kids who are all dressed in different colors
uh-huh.
and they sing and dance
right.
and I almost I guess my character is like the father figure of these characters, so I'm giving them the words of wisdom.
Sagely advice from a bus driver.
Exactly.
Which does not come from the TTC here in Toronto.
No, not at all.
Unless it's get off my fucking bus.
I tried to
that
say that
is sagely advice.
Stop taking pictures of me while I sleep.
Cut. Cut. Can you not swear at the kids? But one of my favorite moments in that show was it's you know I'm driving this bus against a green screen right you know
right.
and I'm going back and forth like I've always seen bus drivers on TV do where I'm moving my hands back and forth
right.
I'm moving my hands back and forth like it's a big wheel and I'm moving it with big movements with my hands
right
and I hear cut and the director comes over and he goes John could you not drive like that we need a little more if you could drive a little more real. I'm like, I'm the not real thing
right?
It's a fake bus yes. on green screen and there's 3 kids all multicolored yes. in the back.
Yeah.
And this is the thing. This is what's going to blow the show. Is me driving really weird. Yeah.
Maybe if you did your research, you would realize, director, that the wheels on the bus go round Thank and you. Round.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Todd Van.
You're welcome. I would call your actor agent for that.
Is there an actor steward on the yes, set?
Exactly. He had Morgan make some calls. That cocksucker got straightened out.
Thank you, Morgan. Yeah.
Get off my bus, you cocksucker. That's what you say to the
wow.
director.
Wow. I didn't say that. I'm
so,
still under contract. Did not say that.
So you are also the second person in this season
yes.
of the podcast to have performed in the movie The Tuxedo.
Yes.
Now, did you get to punch Jackie Chan? Or
I did not.
You missed that?
I was with Rob Tinkler.
Uh-huh.
And me and Rob had a scene where we were staring at one of the asses of the character.
As you do.
And they were at a shooting range, mm-hmm. and we were the people in behind some glass controlling the movement of the dummies that they were
sure.
shooting at. And we just stared at a woman's ass for the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun. It was good. I honestly still have not seen the movie.
Are you serious?
Yes. I know I'm missing a lot. I know I'm missing
I understand.
One of the epic films of our age, sir.
Yes.
Although I saw Jackie Chan in The Karate Kid, the new version of The Karate Kid.
I believe it's similar to that, except there is no suit.
Really?
I think that's
really?
It. I think that's
And also, it takes place in China.
Right.
And it's kung fu.
Right.
Not karate.
Not karate.
And so I don't understand why they still called it The Karate Kid.
Okay. Well, in the same way that the tuxedo was called the tuxedo,
yes.
even though
yes.
when you did look at his costume,
yes.
he was in fact wearing a 1978 Mr. Furley leisure suit
That's
with
weird.
The lime green papels. I don't know if you
weird.
Knew that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Todd Van Allen.
Todd
everybody.
Was oddly specific on that one.
Very.
Todd Van Allen.
Guess what I watch during the day. Now, who
but
doesn't like a little bit of slice?
Other thing you've been working on.
Yes. Yes. I was very fortunate enough to get a gig hosting a Food Network show, Food Network Canada.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about Kiss My Act. I apologize.
Oh, sorry. Really?
I was going to say, what was Phyllis Diller like? What was Dabney Coleman like at the craft table?
It was...
No?
Kiss My Act, I sat around for a long time
yeah.
on that show. And I they saw me... wearing a vest on stage once, and so the producer director were like, he has to be in a vest. This is important.
You should have been wearing a tuxedo. You could have mainlined that movie. That's
but that, yeah, that, that was a thing I shot like 8 years ago.
It's your first credit in IMDb.
I know. And I still get, I got a residual check of $3.25 for it last week. Suck it, baby.
Someone got the Bowling for Dollars movie of the week. That's exactly. Phyllis Diller is getting the same check. You
I
realize.
Got a strike on that. I got a strike on that.
So this new Food this Network, new thing, which intrigues me because that's the only channel that I watch.
It's pretty awesome
outside of soccer channels and this. That's it.
I got it's a new show called You Gotta Eat Here, and it's going to air in the fall.
Okay,
and it's just basically me going across the country eating at different restaurants,
saying you gotta eat here.
Basically, why are we at this restaurant, and what makes this restaurant so amazing, and why do everybody in the town go to here, and why does everybody have to come here?
Right.
And so we went from East Coast to West Coast, and it was fantastic. I had a great, awesome time, you know, and I got to see parts of the country that I never saw. Mm-hmm. I got to see, you know, the East Coast. I had never been to Charlottetown before for any length of time. I was there once for the Just for Last Festival in passing, but I was there for a week and a half, you know, and got to eat lobster, and I had my first full on lobster. I never had a full lobster before. You know what I mean? I never got to crack a claw and stuff.
Really?
But you know what? Yes.
Okay.
Anything dipped in butter is good.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. Right. You know what I mean?
Well.
Let's see.
No, I think anything dipped.
No.
Anything. On. Anything.
Really?
Yeah. Anything.
What about butter?
Butter dipped in more butter?
Yeah.
Even fucking more better.
I don't know.
Butter makes butter better. And then I found out that lobster at some point was just seen as poor people food. You wouldn't eat it.
Yeah.
Rich people would eat it because you could just go down to the beach
scoop
it out of the, because they'd crawl up and they would just take. So the guys who ran this restaurant in New Glasgow called the New Glasgow Lobster Suppers, their family, their parents would have to hide the lobster that they ate. They would hide the shells because they were embarrassed. They didn't want the rest of the neighbors to see that they were the ones eating the lobster.
Trust me. Having had lobster shells in my garbage for any period of time, you are not hiding that come garbage day. What the fuck is that reek?
Salmon?
No. No. The sausages went bad. You were eating gutter food. You were eating.
But I don't understand when that switch happened and it went from.
Rich people found out it was good. It's the same thing with chicken wings.
Yeah.
Chicken wings used to be like, you know, so dirt cheap. It was literally the gutter food like that. And suddenly Buffalo came up with a decent recipe and bam.
That's because all that was left in the kitchen was some drunk staggered into the Anchor Bar with
that is
the
wings. True. Yes, exactly.
I know wings.
Yeah. So what are some of the cool places you went on taping the show? Like,
yes. Did you have a wing place?
No wing place. A lot of burger place. I know. I'm sorry.
I find your program suspect.
Damn you, sir.
Season 2, Todd. Season 2.
We had some awesome. I had an awesome blue cheese stuffed burger.
Oh, yeah. Where's that?
And this was in Victoria.
Uh huh. Okay.
At a place called John's Place. It was fantastic.
He's actually drooling.
Yeah.
Over the
it was usually I when I would eat on camera, I would take like little bites. So because I was eating so much during the day that I didn't want to like get stuffed and pretend like I was enjoying shit on camera.
How many restaurants are they making you hit
in the course of a day? We did 39 different restaurants.
In a day?
Over the season, right?
Okay.
But we're staying at one restaurant in one day, and I'm eating all these meals, and then I'm eating on camera, and then I'm eating, you know, so there was a lot of eating to do.
Sure.
But I want to, usually it was just a couple of bites, I put it down. This I fucking scarfed back. Going out of style. Yeah. It was just, I was really, oh, this is good. I'm just gone in like seconds.
There has lately been this marriage of blue cheese and red meat, which has just gone.
I love it, man.
Fantastic.
I was just in Vegas last week and for a little trip, me and my wife. I had a blue cheese steak.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so hungry right now. I'm gonna go for a panzerotto after this. I'm going for a panzerotto, and you can suck it. That's what I'm doing.
I'm gonna suck your panzerotto.
Pardon?
What? Wow,
that's what you said.
Is that a thing?
Okay. Yeah, that's. A
I
thing.
Didn't know it was a
that
thing.
That is a thing.
I feel flattered and worried at the same time.
That's John's new hashtag for all his Twitter posts. Suck my panzerotto.
Suck my panzerotto. Did you ever find a place where there was some stuff that they were telling you that you had to eat and you just didn't like?
Oh, I had this. We were in
and you have names and addresses so we can flame these places.
No, it was a great little restaurant in what's the name? I'm blanking. The Blue Nose Schooner is in
Halifax.
No.
Oh, no, it's in Lunenburg,
Nova Scotia.
Right.
Thank you.
Lunenburg.
So we were at
Lunenburg.
Lunenburg, Nova Scotia. Lunenburg. We were at a place called Magnolia's, and it was a great restaurant.
Right.
It was beautiful. But they made me eat this thing called Solomon Gundy.
Uh-oh.
Like, and I'm like, what is it? And they're like, just eat it. Yeah. Don't tell them what it is. Don't tell them what it is. What it is. And it was pickled herring.
Right. Okay.
Right. And I'd never had pickled herring before, sure. But it was just a shitty fish taste. You know what I mean? Like, but you know, but they're like, oh no, you have to add it with the onions and the sour cream and the stuff. Oh, mm-hmm. I said to take away the shitty fish taste.
Right.
With all that together, the marriage of all those flavors, it was actually very good.
Yeah.
Also there I had this lobster linguine. Uh-huh. It was a lobster in a cream sauce.
A lot of shellfish you're going through.
Oh, it was a lot of shellfish. We were in the East Coast, dude. Yeah. Like, I mean, it was tons. Clam, you know, mussels.
He wasn't going there for pizza.
Yeah. Although I did have a fish pizza while I was there, which was fucking great. But it's weird. Growing up in an Italian household, mm-hmm. the marriage of cream and fish,
right?
It was very foreign to me.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't like. I remember working in an Italian restaurant as a kid, and people would get like a seafood linguine, mm-hmm. and then they'd ask for cheese to be put on top of it, and I'd be like, "What are you doing?
This is
wrong." Uh-huh. And so there they had this lobster linguine and this heavy cream sauce, and it was fucking mm-hmm. incredible,
right?
So good.
But that's where you want your seafood too. Like, you don't want to go into like Edmonton, Alberta and go, you got to try our fish. The fuck I will.
Yeah,
there's not an ocean to be found out here.
We pulled this out of the river. We're not sure what it is.
And it's good that you're open to all these foods.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
they're paying him to be.
Yeah, well, I know. I'm getting paid to eat. Because
can
you shitty
can you imagine if you were a fussy eater? It's like,
yeah, I know.
This is a place you got to go to, but I can't eat gluten.
Oh,
now.
Does this have a wheat?
Is this organic?
I couldn't do that show.
Well, no, because you won't eat anything green.
I won't eat any fruits, any vegetables, any fish.
But you look so healthy. I'm so surprised.
Well, that's it. You know, it's one of those things that if you take your vitamins, you can overcome a lot. Yeah.
Pills, baby.
Pills, baby.
Pills, baby.
So when does this thing air?
It's going to air in the fall. I'm not sure exactly when, but on the Food Network Canada, and the show's called You Gotta Eat Here. And it was an awesome experience.
Fantastic.
Such great people across this country and so giving. I mean, we're walking into people's houses, basically, right? This is a restaurant.
Did they know this? It's like, oh my God, cameras, no, I better make a cake.
They knew. I mean, they got the producers checked all these restaurants out and stuff like that. Each one was a different experience. We were going in, and this was new to them and new to us. They had never heard about the show, and we mm-hmm. were still new to it. And so it was a lot of give and take, but it was wonderful how these people shared their space with us, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of them were like mom and pop restaurants.
Right.
So there were restaurants. This is how they fed their kids and how they you know, paid their mortgage and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. and it was nice to be on a reality show, but it was respectful to the people that own these restaurants, right? Mm-hmm. We weren't going in and saying, this is shit. We're just like, show me what you got. And I was getting to cook with these people. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like, and
fantastic.
I'm not a chef. I'm just a comedian goof, right? Mm-hmm. And they wanted like real reactions. So I was getting to like eat food out of like a piping bag, you know, like if there was whipped cream or if there was stuff, I was putting shit in my mouth. It was fantastic. Everything that I wanted to, like when I would watch a show, I'm like, why isn't this person just eating whipped cream from that can?
Right.
Or why isn't this eating, like, why aren't they just shoving their hand inside the mashed potatoes and eating? Like, why are they doing that? Uh-huh. And I got to do all of that stuff, and it was great.
You know? And then you come home after a hard shoot, and then your daughter slaps your tit. Goodness me. No respect.
Canadian television.
That's true. We'll keep an eye out for it.
Thank you.
For
John.
Sure. We're looking forward to this. And of course, until Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives puts out the cease and desist order.
Jerks.
Because then they'll be good. No, but yours sounds different enough.
It's very different. Yeah. It's very different. I'm not a chef. I don't have frosted tips. It's different. It's very different.
Now you don't have the frosted tips.
But next season,
that guy gets up and he will send Morgan to go take care of that sucker too.
What, Morgan? You're sending Morgan to do this?
Absolutely.
The guy's Italian.
I don't do my own work. I get the cakes to do it.
They show up with like the mini Berettas.
They do a lot of things.
Yeah,
they do a lot.
They're crazy. All right, we gotta jolt out of here. Bounce. I don't know what was I looking for. We gotta go.
That's the way.
You know why? Because I'm having fucking brain freeze right now. That's exactly why we gotta.
Todd,
thank you so much.
Stroke.
Shut the fuck. I am actually there.
Oh my god.
Thank
you. We have
you
a
so
new
much.
Host, folks.
Thank you.
It's been a coup.
Yes. There's been an Anesta dart of some sort. I'm being dragged out into the back.
We got your letters, folks.
And they're gonna pop me right beside my mom. Now,
thank you, Todd.
They can follow you on the Twitter, but don't look for great things.
It's not going to be many things.
Right.
There might be a cat who talks.
You can follow him on the TV.
I enjoy that. Yeah.
Follow you on TV. Do you have a web presence for the doo-wops?
Doo-wops.com. You can check us out there. I'm on Twitter, John Cattucci.
Mm-hmm.
The doo-wops also on Twitter.
Yep.
Come see us. Come see us live.
Definitely.
You know, if you see me on the street.
Buy their DVD.
Don't look me in the eyes. Buy my DVD.
Who is shilling who right here? This is suddenly the
Ian Atlas, everybody.
Welcome to the Diamond Field Flophouse.
Wow.
Dave, thank you for coming down.
I was excited.
It was a pleasure to have you back again.
I put on pants today.
I know.
That's nice.
It was a treat. You can follow.
If only Todd had.
I know. I got a kilt. Dave _ Patterson, 1T _. You can follow him. Ian Atlas, thanks again.
Yep.
Atlas chugged. You can follow me, Todd Van Allen. Hey, it's TVA. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We will see you next week. Visit the website, see Comedy About the Pub. And hey, folks, on behalf of John, Ian, Dave, and myself, where do you find your comedy? Above the Pub.
Lately, I find I rush. Can't piece together the sun in the sky or the spots on my face. And I must be stuck, my feet already are.
Are you sure we can get 5 seconds of silence?
Let's get 5 seconds of silence starting now.
5 seconds.
Five.
5 seconds of silence.
Four.
Does that count?
Shut up.
God damn it. I hate you so much, Todd.
Why do you hate me? You're the one fucking up the silence.
I will fucking stab you. Thank you.
Why don't you guys just get a room?
Just for stabbing?
Just fucking
the sexual tension is just so uncomfortable for me and John here.
The stab room.
Speak for yourself. I'm kind of like it.
Let's just keep whispering.
I can tell it's rubbing against my foot.
That's
Dave.
I got nothing.
Improvising.
Except a unit the size of a baby.
His eyes were very red, I remember.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. He was all lidded. Eyes were red. Okay. Obviously doing marijuana.
Right.
And
a little bleary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just was
and
all into his sister.
And that's it. So what the fuck is going on? I don't like it one bit. Okay, so what we need from you.
We need that. That's our bumper.
A lot of noise like that.
Yep.
Oh, are you recording this?
Yep.
Delicious.
I clicked in halfway. You know, this is kind of good. We'll just see if it's good for a bumper.
This is the type of shit that shows up at the end of the podcast.
Yeah. It's too much.
Yeah. It's where you take that clip and go, ooh, mystery Easter egg.
Hey,
Davey's here. How are you, sir?
Good.
I'm leaving.
Yep.
Are you done?
I'm leaving.
No. Wrong Dave. Good to see you, sir.
On tonight's episode, playing the role of John Cattucci, Dave Patterson.
Dave Patterson.
How are we? How are
ya? I haven't seen you in fucking years. I can't remember. At least a year, if not more.
Probably a year. I like to lay low.
Is that the way you're working now?
He lies in wait.
How are you? Allow me to, I can take the coat here. It's all right.
I don't trust you people.
We got actual hooks. I paid for them.
He didn't come with the
didn't
house?
Come. They didn't get hooks.
Didn't come with the house. Absolutely not. It was actually written in the contract. No hooks.
No
hooks.
Hangers.
Really? We're taking every hook.
No hooks, no hangers.
No hooks, no hangers. put your clothes in a pile on the floor.
Ashley Cole shooting somebody and then getting away with it.
That's right.
And
of
then going, ah.
Right. Yeah.
Ah, it's whatever.
Nah. Ashley Cole, bah.
Just to get, he shot somebody. It's fine.
What do you need? What's going on? Oh, are you dropping your gum?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for the
He's
water.
A professional.
Oh, no worries. Here you go. I have sipped out of this, though. Yeah, John?
You hear music?
CBC Radio.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Really?
But only we hear it.
So tell you what. What can I get you to drink, sir?
Water.
You want some water?
Yeah.
All right. You're coming in very no-nonsense.
We got shit to do, man.
Okay. All right.
What's going on? Are you all right? All right. Well, what's happening? What's going on?
I'm a busy fan.
I will go get you your water.
Yeah.
You bumper it up.
All right.
And then I'll,
can I get ice?
I'll be right.
Wow. Diva.
But ice cubes made of fruit juice.
Right. Can you say that louder? I couldn't hear you with the sound of your vagina.
Wow.
Yeah, you heard that.
Yeah, wow. It's farting something fierce.
So did our audience.
Wow. What happened? All of a sudden that does...
Where'd the love go?
That got really weird.
The love is gone.
It is very gone.
Yeah.
We need to do bumpers?
We're going to do some bumpers.
Okay, what are we doing?
So basically it's just like...
Hi, I'm John Cattucci. You're listening to
Comedy Above the Pub and do with it whatever you want.
Okay, cool.
And hopefully you can get it in less than 5 takes on like a certain Christian Potenza.
Fucking guy. Okay. Hi, I'm John Cattucci and you're listening to Comedy Above the Pub. Is that what it's called?
Affirmative.
Yes. Hi. Hi, this is John Cattucci, and you are listening to Comedy Above the Pub on the internet, because you... Hi, I'm John Cattucci, and you are listening to Comedy Above the Pub on the interweb, and I hope you enjoy it.